Welcome back. This is an advanced composition lesson for drum and bass in Ableton Live, and we're going to do something that sounds impossible on paper, but is absolutely a real producer skill. We are composing a full idea using only rhythm and texture. No bassline, no chord progression, no lead hook. If anything feels pitched, we treat it like a texture, not a note. And here's the mindset shift. In this world, your hook is pattern identity and sonic motion. Your chorus is density. Your emotion is micro-timing and dynamics. If you can make a loop feel like music at whisper volume with no melody, you're thinking like a real drum and bass composer. Let's build a 64-bar skeleton. Intro, drop 1, variation, mini break, drop 2, all rhythm, all texture. First, session setup so it hits like D&B. Set your tempo between 172 and 176. I'll start at 174 BPM. Now create 3 groups. Drums, textures, and effects. Even if you only have a few tracks at first, this grouping is your future sanity. You're going to automate and resample, and groups make that fast. On the master, add a gentle safety chain. Put a limiter with the ceiling at -0.8 dB. Optional glue compressor, attack 10 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 2 to 1, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This isn't for loudness. It's just so your experiments don't randomly bite your ears off. Now we build the spine, kick and snare. This is your narrator. Make a MIDI track called Kick Plus Snare and load a drum rack, or just use audio clips if that's your workflow. Program the classic 1-bar 2-step, kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Keep the main snare dead on the grid. That's important. In D&B, the snare is authority. It tells everyone where home is. Now to make it advanced, we add life without messing up the certainty. Add an optional kick pickup, like a small hit before the snare, depending on your vibe. And here's the micro-timing move. If you add little kick ghosts, try nudging them slightly early, like -3 to -8 milliseconds. It adds urgency without changing the groove's identity. Velocity shaping matters a lot, because you don't have melody to distract people. Keep the main snare strong and consistent, around 118 to 127. Kicks can vary slightly, like 110 to 125, so it feels performed, not stamped. Device-wise, keep it stock and effective. On the snare chain, try drum bus with a bit of drive, like 5 to 15%. Crunch low or off. Boom very careful, because even without a bass line, low end can still get messy fast. On the kick chain, put a saturator, soft clip on. Drive 2 to 6 dB and compensate output so your peaks don't creep up. Think attitude, not volume. Now we add momentum. Ghost notes. Create a MIDI track called Ghost Snare or Rim. This can live in the same drum rack as another chain, or separate. Pick a rim, a light snare, something tight. Place ghost hits around the snare, and keep them quiet and intentional. A great starting point is to add a couple late 16ths right before the snare, and then a couple after the snare depending on how swung your hats are. The point isn't more notes. The point is to create a rolling feeling that connects the backbeat. Keep ghost velocities low, like 20 to 55. If your ghosts are loud enough to be noticed as extra snares, they stop being ghosts and start being clutter. Timing is where the funk lives. Don't randomly nudge everything. Decide on a feel system. You have 3 useful options. Push. Tiny early hats or ghosts to create forward lean. Layback. Slightly late ghosts to widen the pocket. Tight, everything pinned, except one human layer. A quick Ableton trick, duplicate the clip, then use track delay in milliseconds for the whole ghost track to set the overall feel, then only nudge 1 to 3 notes by hand for character. Now glue the ghosts with a short room. Make a return track called Room, put a stock reverb on it, small to medium size, decay around 0.4 to 0.8 seconds, pre-delay 5 to 15 milliseconds, and high cut around 6 to 9kHz. Send your ghost track in subtly. You want space, not a wet snare track. At this point, if you mute everything except kick, snare, and ghosts, it should already feel like it's rolling forward. That's a good sign. Next, hats as a rhythmic synth. This is where you create harmonic feeling without harmony. We're building a 3-layer hat system. Closed hat, shuffle hat, and an air layer. Layer A, closed hat, the grid anchor. Program 8ths or 16ths, but don't do constant flat 16ths unless you shape velocities. Make the pattern breathe. Accents and dips, like strong, softer. Put auto filter on it, high pass 24 dB, cutoff around 250 to 600 Hz and a touch of resonance. Then automate the cutoff slightly every 8 bars. Small movement matters because it becomes your progression. Layer B, shuffle hat, your swing identity. U16 T-Day chess but remove some hits. Negative space is part of the groove. Now open groove pool and try MPC16 swing around 57 to 63. Apply at 30 to 60%. Listen carefully. You want head nod swing, not drunken collapse. Commit it if it feels right. Layer C. Air hat or noise tick. This is your texture top. Use a noise-based hat or filtered white noise burst. Put redux on it lightly for grit. Bit reduction around 6 to 10. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.0. Then EQ it. High pass around 6 to 9 kHz and adjust a gentle shelf if needed. A teacher note here. Hats are your chords. Not literally, but functionally. Thickness, brightness, and rhythmic density are doing the job that chord voicings would do in a melodic track. Now we build texture beds, but they must groove. If it doesn't groove, it's wallpaper. Make an audio track called bed. Choose a source, field recording like rain, a train station, crowd noise, vinyl crackle, or a resampled snare reverb tail. That last one is a cheat code because it matches your drum identity automatically. Build a simple stock chain. EQ 8 first, high pass somewhere between 150 and 400 Hz to keep the low end clean, notch harshness, often around 2 to 4 kHz, then auto filter, band pass mode, and map cutoff to a macro called mood. Even if you're not using racks yet, think like you will. Add some movement, frequency shifter with a tiny shift, like 5 to 25 Hz, or coarse ensemble, very subtle. This is for unease and drift, not seasickness. Then reverb. Decay 2 to 6 seconds, high cut 5 to 8 kHz, then utility at the end, and automate width across sections, like 70% to 140%. Width is energy. Now the key concept. Make the bed rhythmic. Put auto pan before the reverb. Rate at 1/8 or 1/16, amount 20 to 60%, phase 0 to 60 degrees. That makes the bed step with the groove. Or, if you want that breathing effect without EDM pumping, use a gate with sidechain input from your hat bus. Don't set it to full on off. Use a higher floor and a slower release. That way it articulates instead of pumping. Now we get into the fun part. Texture fills via resampling. This is how you get modern roller or techie ear candy without a melody. Create a new audio track called Resample. Sets input to resampling. Solo your drums and textures groups. Record 4 to 8 bars of your groove, and then stop. Now chop the audio. Look for micro moments, snare tail splashes, hat flams, little room clicks, anything that feels like a sound event. Warp those chops. For noisy material, try texture warp mode and set grain size around 60 to 150. For percussive chops, try beats mode. Preserve transients and play with envelope around 50 to 90. Now turn that chop into a hook. Place one signature chop tail at the end of bar 8 or bar 16. And repeat it consistently across the arrangement. Consistency is what replaces chorus melody here. Try reversing one hit leading into the snare. Add a delay burst with echo or delay at 1/8 or 1/16. Feedback 15 to 35%. And filter the repeats with a high pass around 300 to 800 Hz and low pass around 4 to 7 kHz. Keep it like spice, not soup. Quick coach note, resampling is composition. You're writing with sonic identity, not notes. You're basically making your own sample pack from your own groove, and that's why it sounds like you. Now we arrange. Not with chords. With density. We're making a 64-bar plan. Bars 1 to 16. Intro. Tease rhythm and space. Use the bed and minimal hats. Bring in ghosts later, like bars 9 to 16. Keep the snare filtered, maybe with an auto-filter low pass around 6 to 9 kHz so it feels like it's behind a curtain. Bars 17 to 32. Drop 1. Full kick and snare. Full hat system. Make the bed move with gating or auto pan. Add 1 or 2 signature resample fills, like the end of bar 24 and the end of bar 32. This something special every 8 or 16 is not optional when you have no melody. It's the storytelling. Bars 33 to 48. Variation. Twitch the conversation, but change only one core element. Remove the kick pickup. Swap the ghost pattern. Bring in a different perk loop with a new groove, and automate width from narrower to wider over this section, to create lift without adding elements. Bars 49 to 56, mini break. Remove kicks for 4 bars. Keep snare on 2 and 4, but do one big reverb throw on the last snare hit. That means automate the reverb send so only that one snare blooms. Then bring in a reverse texture swell into bar 57. Bars 57 to 64, drop 2. Same as drop 1, but harder. Higher hat density or a more aggressive snare transient layer. more distortion on the texture bus, and an extra fill at bar 64 so it can loop or transition like a DJ tool. Workflow tip. In arrangement view, drop locators for intro, drop, far, break, drop 2. Then treat automation lanes like instruments. You want at least these moving. Texture filter cutoff, reverb throws, hat brightness with an icky shelf, and drum bus drive with drum bus or saturator. Now we control the texture bus so it stays heavy but not messy. Group your textures into textures and add EQ 8 first, high pass 120 to 250 HC. Then dip gently where it fights air crack, usually 2 to 3.5 kHz. Add glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds. Release auto ratio 2 to 1, and only 1 to 2 dB gain reduction. That's just to hold it together. Add saturator. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. Then utility. Bass mono at 120 HC. Even if you high pass your textures, mono control still helps keep stereo tricks from smearing the center image. Now, common mistakes to avoid, because this is where advanced producers accidentally sabotage themselves. Mistake 1. Constant density. If everything plays all the time, there's no tension. Neve holes. Make silence an event. A 1/16th mute right before a snare can feel like a hook. You can automate utility mute or do a hard filter cut for micro cuts. Mistake 2. Over wide hats and textures. Wide is exciting until it smears transients. Keep your core groove more centered and let width be a section-based effect. Mistake 3. Random textures. Every texture should have a job. Air, grit, tail, impact. If two layers fight for the same attention slot, the groove feels busy, not compelling. Mistake 4. Reverb washing the snare. Use short rooms for glue. Save long reverbs for throws only. Mistake 5. No identity loop. Without melody, you must have a recognizable rhythmic signature, a fill, a hat motif, a resample tick, something that returns. Let's add a few advanced variations you can try if you want darker, heavier, more pro identity. 1. Make the snare tail into a texture instrument. Resample your snare, warp in texture mode, low pass it to 3 to 6 kHz, and automate reverb send or decay so the tail becomes a moving pad like smear, but still not pitched. 2. Frequency shifter on the bed. 10 to 30 HC with slow automation on fine tune gives that industrial drift. 3. Parallel distortion on drum room. Make a return called crush. Drum bus driven hard, then saturator, then EQ high pass at 200. Blend it in quietly like minus 20 to minus 12 dB. You'll feel it more than you hear it. 4. Gated reverb jungle menace. This audio version is shortened for playback.